ഫ്രോണ്ടിയാക്കില്ല,
Hari Hari Boli Sena Yange Bab Nira
Gauranga Boli Te Hove Kulaka Sharira Hari Hari Boli Sena Yange
Yeah.
So Mars has asked us to chant a very nice song, Kurunga Bulite Hove Pulakashari. And surely it must be a favorite of his. Last night when I gave a speech, then afterwards I asked for any questions, and no one had any questions to ask. So I would say something about inquiring spirit. This is required. And this song is also of that kind of inquiring, searching spirit that we should become possessed of. And I'll speak only 1 or 2 minutes. In Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, in the very beginning, we know that the sages, headed by Shonaka, they ask some questions, O Supa Goswami, 6 questions. And all these questions about Krishna. And after they asked the first 6 questions, then Sudha Goswami, he began to speak. Munayo sadhu krishtoham bhavadbhi lokamangalam yat pita krishna sam prashna yenatmas prasidat. More or less, Sudha Goswami said, Bhagavatam finished here. Let your questions be the answers. Because yat pita krishna sam prashna bhavadbhi lokamangalam. These questions that you have asked, they're all about Krishna. And this inquiring spirit about Krishna, that is our success. If we can inquire sincerely, with feeling, as Dr. Rakshakshi Dharma coined the phrase, search for Sri Krishna, reality the beautiful. So this searching itself is our perfection. Hey Radhe Brajadevi Ke Chalalite Hey Nanda Suno Kataha. Well, Prabhupada used to like to sing this song very much. Sad Goswami asked to come in this stanza. Goswamis, he said, they never said I saw Krishna, but they're searching for Krishna. So this will be our success. And Sutta Goswami told it in the very beginning of Bhagavatam. Because you're asking about Krishna, everything is perfect. Bhavadbhi loka mangalam. The whole world we benefited by this kind of question alone. But I have to say anything. So, this kind of inquiring spirit we should try to gather. And Narottam Das Thakur has given in a very nice way in this song. Like Sriman Mahaprabhu and Jagannath Puri in letter Antilila, his Narottam Das Thakur's appeal is like that. He says, Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Bhavaniya. I said, Gauranga Bolite Hove Pulaka Shariya. So, as I mentioned last night, this kind of mission of Mahaprabhu is about change. We want change, vikar. But Tadashma Sharam Hridayam Vitapatedam. Our heart is like stone, so difficult to melt the stone. Tadashma sharam hridayam bhatedam yat grihamanay harinamadeyay yat vikrite tarta yatha vikara netre jalam asuru heshu harsha. We want this kind of transformation. We are not even ready to change our dress, practically. And that is anukul for bhakti. It is not everything, but it will be anukul, favorable, wearing the tilak, Kunti Mala. We are not even ready to do this. But so much change is what we're really calling for. Every jeev soul wants to be happy at every moment. And if we sit down for one moment and think how happy I am in comparison to how happy I want to be, we can understand much change, radical change has to come. And Mahaprabhu's mission through Harinam Sankirtan, if this Harinam Sankirtan can bring us to this point of earnestly hankering, then we can find real happiness in that. Chant and be unhappy. That will make us happy. And the way he has shown, arokobe ni tai chan karuna hoyo samsara vasana mokobe tu chave. It's like this morning we are walking with Maharaj and sitting in the banks of the river and rose garden, and he spoke about this Gopa Lila, Krishna and Balaram. Here we have Gaur Nityananda. Brajendra Nandana Jaye Sachisuta Hoyla say Balaram Hoyla Nitai. Our Guru Maharaj liked this song also. So they have come, and Baldev, Nityananda Prabhu, Arukobi Nitai Chandir, Karuna Hoyve, Sangsara Vasana Maur Kobe, Tucha Hoyve. Narottam prays, if I want to get that tears and hair standing on end, choking of the voice, all these things, first thing is this, Nityananda Prabhu, give me his mercy. And that means that these anarthas will be taken away. So Mara is telling the story of Denukasura. Those sakas, they wanted to taste that tal fruit. They had desire to taste, but it is not they wanted to taste for themselves. They know Krishna will be pleased if they taste that fruit. They're thinking, this is their relationship. So they went, and Baldev took that ass, Denukasura, and whirled him around, and one after another they killed them all, finished them. So this kind of lila of Krishna and Baldev killing the demons, that will be helpful for us to think about, because this is about removing anartha. Anvayad vyatirekabhyam. Anvayad vyatirekam. Both directly and indirectly. So we will hear about Krishna Leela and kill the demons in our heart. Then we will have adhikari for higher hankering. Vishaya, what is it? Chariya kove, shuddha hove man. Kove hove, hero of Sri Vrindavan. Coming to real Vrindavan, free from material desire, like Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He had a dream, Nityananda Prabhu came to him. He felt in the house, his own house of his brother, Nityananda Prabhu had been offended. So he wanted nothing to do with his own house, nothing to do with his brother and family, because Nityananda Prabhu was offended there. When Nityananda Prabhu saw this kind of faith in him, this kind of thinking, my whole family can go to hell if they are displeasing Nityananda Prabhu. When Nityananda Prabhu, when that kicked, Mara was also speaking this morning about the dog of Sivananda's name. Mahaprabhu kicked the chest of Sivananda, I'm hungry. Why you're not feeding me nicely? When they're traveling from Navadvip to Puri. And the wife of Sivananda Sen became a little upset. Why are you, who are you? Who is this Abhudut? He is kicking Sivananda Sen, and my pati, Sivananda Sen, he is very dear to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Sivananda Sen, he said to her, and the whole family can go to hell if it will please Nityananda Prabhu. This is his conviction. So same thing, this Nityananda Prabhu, he perceived this in Krishna's Kavira. So he gave him in dream order, now you can go to Vrindavan. So when we get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, then we can understand something about Vrindavan. This is the passport. And then in Vrindavan, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akhati. Who would we take shelter of there? Rupa Raghunatha Goswamis. And there we will learn about Yugala Priti. So this is the goal of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And we should try to have this questioning, inquiring spirit, yearning spirit that this song speaks of. Narottam Thakur ki jai. Krishna Vrinda ki jai.
At the hard time,
time.
No limit.
Shlakya Chakchurunavilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Bancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhubhyai Vacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Mahabhadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishi Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikayai Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo
Today we have gone to walk morning. Sripad Narasingha Maharaj asked something to tell a story, and in the beginning I am telling that story in a very brief way, and then I will tell anything after that, my classes. Once, Krishna and all cowherd boys taking their cows were grazing cows on the bank of Yamuna. Yamuna was flowing very beautiful. And you know, in Vrindavan, all kinds of flowers, all kinds of fruits are there. So, in the meantime, a boy gave Amrit Keli, that is a laddu, to Krishna. Madhumangal was there. He wanted it. Take full laddu, complete laddu. But Krishna wanted it to distribute among all the cowherd boys, and the remnant he will take. And he was trying to take whole laddu, but Krishna did not give him full. He distributed it among all the gopis, and the remnant he gave to Madhumangal in the last, very little. And Madhumangal was somewhat anger to Krishna. He was angry. He told that, I know that all the gopis give you so much tasteful laddus and all these things, Amrit Keli. I know that why they give. Because not you are so much beautiful and you have any quality more than us. We have more quality than you, and we are more also beautiful than you. And you know that I am Brahmin, I have sacred thread like this. So the gopis only give you because you have very beautiful float, and you have here peacock feathers, and some garments your father and mother are in, king, queen and king. So you have all these things, and that is why they give you. Krishna told that you can take my old dresses and also this peacock feather and my float, and then all will give you because you are so much powerful and also beautiful. So you should take. And Krishna at once decorated it with his own hands, gave peacock feather and also sweet bansi, and he gave his pitambar also, and he took all the clothes of Mother Mangal and he gave in return. In the meantime, a very big horse, friend of Kans, he was deputed by Kans that you should go and kill Krishna. I will surely follow your order. At once I will go. But you should tell me that how Krishna is. He told that. If you will see a peacock feather on his head and float here and decorated by yellow cloths here and some blackish face, very good face, then you should tell that, you should think that he is Krishna. And he came and he was so pleasant, roaring like horse. What her house is doing? Like that. And he was so pleasant. Then he came to take his heart.
Gauranga, Gauranga Golite Habe Puraka Sharira.
Oh, Oh, and not bhakti of others will honor all. But our Ishtadev is Krishna.
There are so many Bhagwan.
So Maharaj has asked us to chant a very nice song, Kurunga Bulite Hove Pula Kashmir. And surely it must be a favorite of his. Last night, when I gave a speech, then afterwards I asked for any questions, and no one had any questions to ask. So I will say something about inquiring spirit. This is required. And this song is also of that kind of inquiring, searching spirit that we should become possessed of. And I'll speak only 1 or 2 minutes. In Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, in the very beginning, we know that the sages, headed by Shonaka, they ask some questions, O Supa Goswami, 6 questions. Like and all these questions about Krishna. And after they asked the first 6 questions, then Sudha Goswami, he began to speak. Munayo sal krishtoham bhavadbhya lokamangalam yat pita krishna sam prashna.
That means Krishna is one without second.
More or less, Sudha Goswami said, Bhagavatam finished here. Let your questions be the answers. Because yat krita krishna sam prashna bhavadbhi loka mangalam. These questions that you have asked, they are all about Krishna. And this inquiring spirit about Krishna, that is our success. If we can inquire sincerely with feeling, as Dr. Akshidhar Maharaj coined the phrase, search for Sri Krishna, reality the beautiful. So this searching itself is our perfection. Hey Radhe Brajadevi Ke Charalite Hey Nanda Suno Kataha. Prabhupada used to like to sing this song very much. Sadhu Goswami asked to come in this stanza. Goswamis, he said, they never said I saw Krishna, but they're searching for Krishna. So this will be our success. And Sudha Goswami told it in the very beginning of Bhagavatam. Because you're asking about Krishna, everything is perfect. Bhavadbhya loka mangalam. The whole world will be benefited by this kind of question alone. But I have to say anything.
So
this kind of inquiring spirit we should try to gather. And Narottam Das Thakur has given in a very nice way in this song. Like Srimad Mahaprabhu and Jagannath Puri in letter Antilila, his Narottam Das Thakur's appeal is like that. He says, Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Bhavane, Gauranga Bolite Hove Pulaka Shariya. So, as I mentioned last night, this kind of mission of Mahaprabhu is about change. We want change, vikar. But tadashma sharam hridayam vitpatedam. Our heart is like stone, so difficult to melt the stone. Tadashma sharam hridayam vitpatedam yat grihamanay harinamadeyay yat vikrite tarta yatha vikara netre jalam asuruheshu harsha. We want this kind of transformation. We are not even ready to change our dress, practically. And that is anukul for bhakti. It is not everything, but it will be anukul, favorable. Wearing the tilak, kunti mala, We are not even ready to do this.
When Krishna comes,
but so much change is what we're really calling for. Every Jeev soul wants to be happy at every moment. And if we sit down for one moment and think how happy I am in comparison to how happy I want to be, we can understand much change, radical change has to come. And Mahaprabhu's mission through Harinam, Sankirtan, if this Harinam Sankirtan can bring us to this point of earnestly hankering, then we can find real happiness in that. Chant and be unhappy. That will make us happy. And the way he has shown, Arukobe ni tai chang, karana hoyo, samsara vasana mahokobe tu chang. It's like this morning, we are walking with Maharaj and sitting in the banks of the river and rose garden, and he spoke about this Gopa Leela, Krishna and Balaram. Here we have Gaur Nityananda. Rajendra Nandana Jaye Satisuta Hoyla, say Balaram Hoyla Nitai. Arjuna Maharaj liked this song also. So they have come, and Baldev, Nityananda Prabhu, Arukobe Nitai Chandir, Karuna Hoyve, Sangsara Vasana Maur Kobe, Tucha Hoyve. Narottam prays, if I want to get that, tears and hair standing on end, choking of the voice, all these things, first thing is this, Nityananda Prabhu, give me his mercy. And that means that these anarthas will be taken away. So Mara is telling the story of Denukasura. Those sakas, they wanted to taste that tal fruit. They had desire to taste, but it is not, they wanted to taste for themselves. They know Krishna will be pleased if they taste that fruit. They're thinking, this is their relationship. So they went, and Baldev took that ass, Denukasura, and whirled him around, and one after another they killed them all, finished them. So this kind of Leela of Krishna and Baldev killing the demons, that will be helpful for us to think about, because this is about removing anartha. Anvayad vyatirekabhyam. Anvayad vyatirekam. Both directly and indirectly. So we will hear about Krishna Leela and kill the demons in our heart. Then we'll